As the fighting intensifies in Syria, Lebanon continues to struggle with the influx of Syrian refugees crossing its border. This past weekend alone, 20 to 25,000 refugees fled Syria's border towns in the Kalamun region and found shelter in Lebanon. But the unprecedented numbers like the ones seen these past days are posing a threat to the tiny nation.
For a small village like Arsal, when receiving 20,000 or 25,000 refugees in one day, what can the municipality of Arsal do? Even the Lebanese government cannot handle.
Estimates coming out of Lebanon also suggest that if the influx of refugees continues, Lebanon will soon have 2 million refugees, which equals half of its entire population. Many international nations have blamed the Lebanese government for not helping these refugees, but Beirut says it's out of its hands.
Let me say, all the ministries who are related in one way or another to this issue does not have the means. Lebanon is looking through diplomacy and through its foreign relations and through its international friends for a solution to assist these people.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has said the strain placed on Lebanon by the large numbers of refugees has started to take its toll.
These families have been receiving these refugees for over 2 years now, and therefore the strain is huge on the local infrastructure and on a country that already has been facing a lot of problems.
Since the crisis in Syria began, Lebanon has continued to bear the brunt of Syrian refugees pouring into the country. And with the worsening situation in the war-torn country, it remains to be seen how Lebanon will deal with this problematic issue. Lamise Karou, Press TV, Beirut.